with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all of these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Mary kept all of these things, reflecting on them in her heart. This phrase from St. Luke's Gospel today can help us to integrate all that the Church wants us to ponder, can help us to understand Mary's maternity, which we begin every new year meditating upon. Second, it can help us to learn how to make a good Christian transition from 2014 to 2015, because learning about Mary's heart and how our heart is meant to emulate it is exactly what God wants us to do, so that we can build grace upon grace from one year to the next. And third, Mary's maternal heart can help us to enter more deeply into the year for consecrated life that was begun a month ago. But in order to understand how Mary's heart interprets these three realities, we need to reflect on this weekend. We first have to understand a little bit more what St. Luke is saying about Mary's maternal heart. He describes that it has a particular type of memory. The Greek words St. Luke describes aren't really very well translated into English. What it really means is Mary's putting the memories together in her heart, like a mosaicist puts the tesserae, the pieces of a mosaic, together. It's like she links together all of the memories into one big, beautiful masterpiece, which is a puzzle. And then the second verb is, she holds on to them, the very way that we'd hold on to a precious treasure. Everything that happens in Mary's life was connected to whatever else had happened. And she'd ponder that together as God's masterpiece in her life, and then she'd treasure it. This phrase, to put things together and to hold on to them as a treasure would be held on to, explains to us a little bit of the mystery of her maternity. St. Augustine, the great 5th century theologian, once said that Mary conceived the Word of God in her heart before she conceived the Word of God in her womb. So I like to say a lot of the medieval art about the virginal conception of Jesus shows the Holy Spirit entering through Mary's ear in order to get to her womb. Because she was conceiving by her faithful listening. Her maternity was just not a one-time event, but a continuous action, linking her preparation, linking her annunciation, linking the gestation of Jesus, linking Bethlehem and Egypt and Nazareth and Calvary and every part of Jesus' life together in that heart as all of these mosaic pieces. And as we pondered on the fourth Sunday of Advent, even though there's only one Mother of God in the flesh, Mary, we are all called to be mothers of God according to faith, by conceiving and bearing the Word of God, by hearing the Word of God and doing it, by letting Jesus, whom we receive within, continue to grow until pregnant with Him. We're like a woman in the 10th month of pregnancy who can no longer hold Jesus within, but must share Jesus with others. Mary shows us through her heart how to become true mothers of God. By treasuring this relationship that we have with Jesus so strongly that it becomes the defining reality of our life as it was the defining reality of hers. It's the first thing Mary's heart shows us today. Second thing, it helps us to capture how to live this transition from one year to the next. So we talked about in daily mass this morning with the help of St. John's prologue. God wants one year to the next to be a building project. Grace upon grace. To live this transition well, we need a heart like Mary's to look at all the mosaic pieces God has given us over the course of the last 365 days. Some very beautiful and happy events, some very difficult events, some heavy crosses, but all of them meant to be part of this big picture, this great masterpiece God is trying to make out of our life. Mary shows us how to look back with them and say three verbs. First is, thank you, Lord, for all the graces of the past year. Second is, sorry, Lord, for the times that I haven't responded to those graces as well as I may have. And third, help me more, Lord, as I seek to learn from those experiences moving on to the next year. So we pondered on thanksgiving. That grateful leper, when he came back, received a far greater grace than the healing of his abominable leprosy. He received the grace of salvation by faith because he was grateful. And Mary's maternal heart shows us how to be grateful, how to hold on as to a treasure of the experiences of last year, to connect them to the Lord so that moving forward, God is able to build on them. The third aspect of this celebration today is that it takes place in the year for consecrated life. As I've mentioned, every ecclesiastical year that the church calls is meant to influence the celebrations throughout the year. And this year for consecrated life is supposed to mark in some way the way we celebrate the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. And when we look at Mary's maternal heart, we see the essence of the consecrated life. The consecrated year is not meant to be just for monks or nuns, religious sisters and brothers, members of societies of apostolic life and secular institutes, consecrated virgins or hermits or widows. But as Pope Francis has stressed, it's meant to be for the entire church, since we have all been consecrated to God by our baptism. And Mary is the paradigmatic consecrated one. And she wants to help us to live out our consecration better by imitating the memory of her heart. To place everything together and hold on to them signifies the various dimensions of the consecrated life that we've been pondering over the course of this last month. It obviously describes the process of consecrated prayer and meditation that is supposed to distinguish the consecrated life of every Christian. But it also describes the other aspects of consecrated life. It gives definition to the consecrated counsels of poverty, chastity, and obedience. Poverty is a living memory that holds on to the true wealth of God's kingdom, the riches that come from faith. Chastity is a living memory that holds on to Christ's unselfish love. Obedience is a living memory that treasures Christ's words and holds on to Him who says, come, follow me. Mary's maternal heart illuminates the eschatological dimension of the consecrated life as it holds on to the promises of the kingdom and the fulfillment of all Jesus' words, sheds life on the practice of community life among consecrated men and women. As one remembers others' beautiful vocation stories, and holds on to the work of the Holy Spirit that seeks to make us one body, one spirit in Christ. And a heart that remembers, like Mary's, is a source of consecrated joy, as one remembers that God is present and holds on to Him who is joy in the flesh. In 2014, one of the great events in the life of the Church was the canonization of St. John Paul II at the end of April. St. John Paul II had a tremendous devotion to Mary, especially to her maternity, taking his motto from a prayer of consecration written to her by St. Louis de Montfort, which finished, "Praebe mihi cor tuum, O Maria." Give me your heart, O Mary. Today we turn to our mother and we all ask her, "Praebe nobis cor tuum, O Maria." Give us your heart, O Mary. A heart that unites all that God has done into a whole and holds on to it as a treasure. A heart that allows the Lord Jesus to grow within, grace upon grace. A heart that seeks to live out in every instant the consecration that says, "My heart belongs to you, O Lord." This is the way that 2015 will be for us, a real year of the Lord. This is the means by which we will grow in our sense of consecration. And as we prepare to receive within the same Jesus whom Mary carried for 9 months in her womb, we ask through her loving maternal intercession for the grace to treasure this Holy Communion in our heart, just like she treasured Jesus Christ in her womb. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.